This is Vatican News. On the 9th of September, a relic of St. Bernadette will travel to the Diocese of Plymouth as part of a national tour of England, Scotland and Wales. Welcoming the beautiful reliquary will be Plymouth Cathedral Administrator Canon Mark O'Keefe, who described the visit as a red letter day. He spoke to me, Lydia O'Kane, about this historic tour. Why are relics so important?
I think that it's because of the proximity of the person. I mean, I love that story, which goes back to sort of the earliest times in the catacombs, and you're in Rome, so you'll appreciate that. And as I understand it, this is how we were taught as children. The reason that we have relics in the altar dates back to the catacombs, because that was the only place that the Christians could go to avoid the Roman soldiers who were scared of ghosts. And what they realised, that as they were saying the mass on the tombs of the saints were interceding for them. So I think there's a real close connection, you know, that we venerate the altar at the beginning of mass and at the end of mass, and we kiss the altar in greeting to the saints, most specifically the ones that are sort of dedicated to us.
Now, just coming back to the relics of Saint Bernadette. As I said, they're doing a national tour of the UK and they're coming to Plymouth as well. But it is Saint Bernadette herself. What is it about Saint Bernadette? Because there's certain saints that people have an affinity with, and Saint Bernadette is one of those saints, isn't she?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's interesting, sort of when we heard that she was coming, suddenly the stories sort of came flooding in about people's devotion to her, really. And there's that sort of simple child, you know, that sort of one that was chosen to be the sort of instrument of conveying an important revelation about the Immaculate Conception. I think that, you know, like, for instance, her symbol is a rose. And I think that that's so beautiful that it describes and it sort of represents her beauty. And then also thorns, which represent the sorrow and the pain that she faced as well in later life. You know, sort of, I think it's 27 years of living with suffering. So I think there's something beautiful about that as well. So people can relate. There's an innocence, but there's also a suffering. And I think that a lot of people's lives revolve around that. They're attracted to something beautiful, but they also understand that suffering is a part of life, and she sort of encapsulates that.
Is it also, do you think, because of her simplicity? I mean, she was a young girl. She didn't have much of an education. Maybe people can relate to her because she wasn't a queen. She wasn't, she wasn't noble. She was just a simple person. And maybe is that maybe another reason why people can relate to her?
Oh, I think so. I mean, it's the whole thing of God choosing the simple and being able to sort of choose one of us, somebody who is ordinary, but also in that simplicity. I think there's a reflection of Mary in there. You know, that if you think about God choosing Mary, he chose somebody who was, essentially, from a background which was sort of, humble and very, very humble. And I think that that's what people relate to in Bernadette, the peasant child literally going out to collect firewood because they were so poor. And, she was chosen.
Of course, Saint Bernadette is synonymous with the Virgin Mary, but she's synonymous also with, Our Lady of Lourdes, I should say, and the sick.
Yeah.
So many people have prayed to Saint Bernadette, have gone to Lourdes. And I'm sure in the UK as well, the sick will be looking to her and looking to those relics for almost a sense of help, a sense of intercession, won't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is the key to it, isn't it? It's that sort of that need for healing and that desire to find some healing in our lives. One pilgrim said to me that what they loved about it was that when they went there, everyone was equal. There was no judging or complaining. Everyone helps each other and smiles and laughs over the order of the day. And they said, if only we could live like that all the time. And that was their experience of the Bernadette effect in their lives.
As I said before, the relics are coming to Plymouth. So what I wanted to ask you, just the anticipation ahead of that, and also what can people expect over those days that the relics will be in Plymouth?
Okay, so we have the privilege of having Bernadette with us, but actually it worked out just less than 24 hours that she's actually physically with us. So what we're hoping to do is to involve the children, because she's arriving on a Friday, so we've got several schools in the city, and we're going to ask them to do a welcoming liturgy for her, which we thought would be rather beautiful. And it also helps us to sort of get the children familiar with the story if they haven't been to Lourdes, or it's not not a part of their sort of understanding of their church. So it's something rather lovely that brings an international dimension and you know, that whole sort of Catholic nature of pilgrimage, we can liven for them. But then we've also got, we want to imitate in some way people's experience of Lourdes. So we're going to have a torchlight procession, and we're going to have a liturgy with the holy water, which is coming because of the, you know, the people going to the baths. So, you know, an opportunity to sort of, you know, physically touch the holy water. And then a night prayer, which we thought would be rather beautiful, you know, just to sort of do the liturgy of St. Bernadette, use some prayers, which would be peculiar to her. And then on the Saturday, rather, before she leaves, and bearing in mind, of course, that we're going to have sort of the cathedral open the whole time, for people to have private prayer and be able to come and sort of venerate the relics. But also, at the end, we're going to celebrate with a Mass, and we would like to do a sort of anointing of the sick during that Mass, which we thought would reflect, you know, so beautifully the opportunity to find that healing in her presence.
Just on a final note, you know, you're canon of the cathedral. What does it mean to you personally to be part of this event?
Well, I always think these things are like red letter days, aren't they? You know, in life, you're sort of given opportunities and you don't quite know why you're given them. But, you know, when you hear something like this, it's such a privilege. And so, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And I'm hoping that people will be able to respond. And I know certainly in terms of how I look at it, it's like, wow, what a privilege on my watch that, you know, something so stupendous will be happening for us. And to be a part of that and to facilitate it is such an honour. For me, it's about saying, you know, a thanks to St. Bernadette. And it's also about saying to people that they are welcome. You know, we have the lovely privilege that our cathedral opened on the day that the Immaculate Conception was revealed. So on the 25th of March in 1858, the doors of our cathedral opened for worship. And there's something rather beautiful to think that Bernadette, who revealed that, is coming to us. We have in our diocese, we have in Bournemouth and Amesbury Park is the first church that was dedicated to St. Bernadette in the country. And there's a lovely association in this part of the world for her.